Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and we're really glad to have you joining us this evening for this wonderful cosmic journey. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. You have to put Renford on there or you won't get to our show tonight. You can get here live or you can go into the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you are not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will see your number come up and she will get you right in. We're excited that everybody's calling in tonight. We're going to have such a great show. And tonight our special guest is Jackie Boyd, a quantum mystic. Before I bring Jackie in, though, I want to tell you a little bit about the network. We have something every day of the week. The Cosmic Contact Show comes on, the first show is on Monday, and it's at 6:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. These are all Central Standard Times. I'm going to be telling you about the shows. Tuesday is the I Am Well show. That's at 8 p.m. And then the Night Search show on Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday is the No show, and that's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live at 8:30 p.m. And that is hosted by James Renford Powell, and this is his network. So anyway, listen to him. He's got some good things to share. And everybody brings wonderful people on their show. We have some great people that we interview. So check us out every week. Now, on Thursday, the Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30. That's with Darrell Clark. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 p.m. with Rhonda Harrison. The Dream Vision 7 show is Friday at 3 p.m. with Deborah Bouvet. Saturday is the Soul Town, the Sound of Music. That's at 3 p.m. That's with Reginald Jenkins. And then Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show, that again is out of Boston. So be sure and check us out because you are going to love the people that we bring on the show. We bring a lot of great people in, very interesting people who have a lot of good things to share. We've got a little bit of everything for everybody, so get on board for the week. This evening, my special guest, Jackie Boyd, a quantum mystic. Now, she's been on the show ever since I've been doing it, 4 years now. She's a regular on the show, and she always has something new to share. She started out with just talking to us from the beginning about sacred geometry. I always love it when she shares anything about that because that's so interesting. But Jackie, she will have a positive influence on your, by her, just her talking to you on your emotional, physical health and well-being. She just puts that kind of energy out there and you just feel good all over after you talk to her. She's going to share some good things tonight with us. She also has the unique ability to access the spiritual and physical realm at the same time. Jackie is able to work with ascended masters, teachers, angels, spirit guides, the White Brotherhood. And she will also share the latest healing techniques from around the world. She's always got something great that she's going to share with us. And new ways to strengthen the immune system by raising the physical body's energy frequency. And just by listening to her, she can help you raise your frequency. So be sure and listen in. And we will get with you all that are have been holding for some time so that we can answer your questions tonight. Okay, well, I'm going to bring Jackie in right now, and we're going to see what she has to say. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam. Thank you. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, you're welcome. Well, you deserve every bit of it. No, I don't tell many people this, but you are my mentor. Everyone needs somebody. You know, I'm other people's mentor. Well, you're mine, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life. Jackie, I know that you recently, in fact, I think today, just came back from seeing Cryon. And I think a lot of people know Cryon, but maybe they don't. So maybe you want to start out talking to us tonight about your workshop that you were with and what he had to share with us. He's a very leading edge person like you.
Thank you. It was wonderful, and we got to hear some great speakers like Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and Joe Dispenza. And they had wonderful things to tell us about what's going on with heart math, what's going on with the heart and what they're doing with people, and they're able to trace it electrically so that they can see if they put people, they wire them up to a computer. Sounds awesome, doesn't it? Or gross. They wire them up to a computer, and then they put them into meditation. And they usually go in with a something they want to heal while they're in meditation. And then they watch what parts of the brain light up during the meditation and when how long it takes them to get to gamma, delta, theta. So, like one, this one woman was she had been brutally raped by four men when she was 19 years old, and she had somehow come to their attention. She had asked for help, and so they put her into meditation. They wired her all up, and she wanted to know, she was asking in meditation, what was the purpose of that event, because she had been a recluse for 60 years. She had, you know, because of her wounds and stuff, she had withdrawn from everybody and everything. She just went where she absolutely had to, and that was it. Trusting nobody, not letting anybody in. And so in this meditation, asking for that healing, there was one point where the brain just spiked off the chart. And so they asked her, okay, what was do you know what was going on here? She said, I know exactly what was going on there. I got the message that I sent you four angels disguised as rapists to help you heal. And when she got that understanding, it resonated in her body as totally the truth, and she was able to let all of that go. And so for 50 years, she's been on automatic pilot, you know, just about basically. And now she's ready to live. She's ready to trust. She's ready to love. And I thought it's real interesting that she's in her 60s because the six represents love. And so when she got to the love in her life, or the magnification of love in your 60s usually, or with the sixes, then she it was just a total immediate healing, and it was all released. And they're doing this more and more with post-traumatic syndrome distress. And it's just amazing that these people have harbored such whatever it is that they weren't able to release. And by going into meditation and having, you know, maybe chimes or crystal bowls or Tibetan bowls or some kind of sound is used to help that energy move for them. Because sound heals, music heals. So it's everything's a vibration, so it's helping you vibrate at a different level than you were able to reach on your own, just alone. So, you know, it's things like that that give me great hope for humanity. And there was another woman at the conference, and she had lost a child, and her grief was very deep. And so she kept walking this beach every day, and there were rocks on the beach. And then all of a sudden she started noticing the rocks, and the rocks started talking to her, pulling her energy. And she started taking them home, and she started drawing hearts on one side, and on the other side she would paint, "You are loved." And then she put it on Facebook, and it went viral, and people were texting her the results of when they found their rock. And there's a little story that you can print off that goes with the rock. And people in Israel, people all over the world, people in Turkey, people in Syria, people in France, people in the United States, in Australia, just messages of how it helped, about people that were considering suicide. And because they got that message that they are loved, which we are, all loved, they were able to break through their fears or break through their wounds, whatever. And it's just phenomenal. And that's how the world is going to change, not because some big guru or a muckety-muck or whatever says something. It's the actions of the everyday people doing random acts of kindness. And that's what it's all about. That's the fastest way we can change the world and lock in the fifth dimensional energy and then go from there up. So it's just about love and compassion and sharing that. And if every time somebody receives or gives a random act of kindness, then there is a different energy that's released at that kindness. And it goes to all of us, not just in the community you're doing it in. So, are you there? Are you okay?
Yes, I am. And you know what I was just thinking about?
What?
This latest thing that's happened down in Orlando, Florida, and all the people that have come out that wanted to donate blood, and, you know, they've turned lots of people away that couldn't do it. But anyway, it's just so many people are wanting to do something, and that is a random act of kindness. You know, they don't have to do anything. They can just run away from it. So things like this have to happen in a certain way so we can do it, so we can get the message that we've got to take care of each other and love each other.
Yes, and that's part of that shift in energy, shift in consciousness. We're all involved in it, and opening our hearts and really letting our heart tell our brain what to do, how to guide it. And the brain is really ready to do that. That's what this energy is all about, moving from a heart-centered consciousness so that the warring energy that's on the planet is totally gone. We stop hurting one another. We stop looking at our difficulties, our differences, and making them difficulties, and instead recognize that everybody is part of the puzzle, and you bring what you have, your culture, your language, whatever you bring, and share it with the world so we can find out the best in everybody instead of trying to compete with people. We are going to be able to go into cooperation with all our brothers and sisters, wherever they live, whatever their beliefs are. It's all about being the family of one. And where do we want to go with that? What kind of a picture do you want to create? Start feeding energy into that, planting those seeds into the future about what you want and how wonderful you think it can be and how people can really cooperate on a very deep level and really change the energy on the planet. And, you know, at the Cryon event, the morning after the tragedy in Florida, there were 600 people in the room, and we sent everybody love, compassion, and the peace that passes understanding to all peoples that will be involved. You know, the people they left behind, the people that were snatched from them so fast, they probably all came together on another level and decided that it was worth it to be involved in that situation so that the world can love again and can go into that love. You know, 9/11 was a horrible thing when you look at it about all of the damage and destruction, but for the first time that we know of in the history of the planet, we all came together as one.
Yeah.
All over the world. The whole world mourned that.
Right.
So, and there was a great big spike on the, and the satellite recorded a great big spike on, you know, they've monitored for years energy on the planet that's being released. And that was the biggest spike they had ever seen, was like 15 minutes after the first building got hit on 9/11. And that was when everybody, you know, everybody started grieving. Everybody went into compassion about a horrible thing. And people, it wasn't just Americans that lost their lives. It was different countries. And those countries mourned the fact that their countrymen were lost. So, you know, I think on some level they had all agreed to do that in mass like that to help start the ship. But that's my theory and or my BS, my belief system. So, you know, that's how I'm working with it. But the more compassion that we have and share all over the planet for whatever is happening, then the higher the vibration and the state of consciousness that we are able to acquire and work in is greater. And, I think everybody's mantra on the soul level is always improvement. So that's some more of my BS. It works
okay.
For me.
Well, you know, Jackie, you were telling me something before the show came on about seeing Cryon today. Where was this big conference that you went to?
It was in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And next year in June, a year from now, they'll be in Yellowstone. So,
okay. Because
you know,
those are great speakers. Everyone you mentioned, I know that they're the very leading edge speakers out there. Well, you said also that you, when you were sitting there and you had your eyes closed while he was, Cryon was talking, was that when you had your eyes closed?
I had my eyes open for every other speaker, and then when he started speaking, I closed my eyes, and then, you know, 15 minutes into the talk or whatever, I went, "Why do you have your eyes closed?" And that's because I've only been able to hear Cryon from the computer or from a disc or was able to read the books, and I usually, when I'm listening audio, I do close my eyes to block out any interference so that I can just tune in to what is the message that's being delivered at that time. And I just laughed at myself. I said, "Girl, you are so silly." But, you know,
well,
that's how it was.
Well, you know, I had my great experience. Yes. But I did have a great experience with Cryon years ago when he came to Memphis, Tennessee, when I lived there. And I had read one of his books. And he did the meditation, and I want to share this at the end. And, of course, we closed our eyes and got really relaxed, and I'm listening to him. And for some reason, I opened my eyes. And he was right in front of me. We were lined up. I was sitting, you know, a few rows back. I was looking straight at him. And his whole face just transformed, and it became like his head became bigger, and it's like it looked like an extraterrestrial, like a, I don't know, like something that I've seen pictures of since then. And And, I mean, I kept blinking my eyes going, "And who am I seeing this? Am I making this up?" And stayed like that for the whole time he was talking. And then when he shut the meditation down, he went back to his original look. So I thought, wow, so this, maybe I was looking at Kryon, who he has been, you know, bringing forth for years. I don't know, but definitely was not him. So anyway,
well,
there's some amazing things that go on.
The gift of sight I don't have, so I didn't, I wasn't even looking for that. So, but he, you know, Kryon says that he's never been in body before and that he's of service to the magnetic grid and he's given us information from the other side. And that's what he did with me because we don't have any instructions and there's really not any instructions to follow because this has never been accomplished before, getting to this level of fifth dimensional energy. Well, it was in fifth dimensional energy during the cult, the civilization of Lemuria and Atlantis, but for different reasons, some people call it falling from grace, but it went down. We lost our vibrational level, and we went down to the third dimension, and we've been working on building that back up or raising our frequency level or the vibration or the energy level on the planet for certain things to happen. Now, before the Christ walked the planet, the Essenes had been preparing the energy on the planet to get it high enough because the vibrations were so heavy and the energy was so dense at that time that they were working to build the energy, and they got it high enough for him to be able to come in from the 19th dimension. And he was able to come in fully awake. He knew what his mission was and all of that stuff. So, you know, he wasn't down here asking, "Oh, what am I supposed to do? What is my job?" You know, he knew what it was. So that's like the kids coming in now. Some of the babies coming in now are coming in totally awake, and they're in great conflict with their parents who think they're supposed to be leading them instead of following what the kids are saying. I'm not talking about training, you know, to keep yourself safe while you're in body and to keep you and your body together and all that stuff. So it's all about being able to sustain the energy in the fifth dimension. So the way I do it is I continually ask 2 or 3 times a day for my vibration to be lifted, meaning I'm asking for more energy to come in so that I can operate in a higher energy level because it's easier that way, and I'm all about being easy. So I ask, please raise my vibrational level now. And I wait a few minutes, and I feel in my body the shift of the new vibration. And then I say, thank you. Now raise it, my vibration, one more time. And then when it levels out, which is, you know, 5 seconds maybe, I'll feel it level out, and I'll say thank you. And I'll ask, please raise my vibrational level one more time. And when I feel that shift, then I ask for an energetic brace to be put in so that I can hold that energy, that it doesn't just slip away from me the next time I get ungrounded, you know, that I'm able to manifest that energy on a consistent level. So I ask for the brace to go in to help me operate in that vibration. And then I ask that if I have time to meditate at that moment, I ask, okay, what do I need to do next? What I need to know, do, and say next? And then I listen. And then if I need to ask questions, I ask questions. And by doing that, you continually raise your vibration. And then if you will act like you are a fountain and let that energy just shoot up as high as you want it to and let it spread that vibrational energy all over the area that you live, whether it's Northwest Arkansas or it's in Washington State or in Germany, France, India, wherever. And just keep shooting that energy. Just let that energy keep building there so it, that it spreads all over your community and the whole community raises the vibration. And the higher the vibration is, the easier it is to manifest your wishes, hopes, and dreams. And you have to watch what you are creating, what you're thinking all the time, because your thoughts are creations and they go out and they come back to you tenfold. So if you want love, peace, and grace and do random acts of kindness, then that's what you're going to do more of. If you're going to bitch, moan, and groan about the politics or the price of gas or blah, 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 then that's what you're going to get more of to work with, because you're sending that energy out and it comes back to you. If you don't ask it to be raised, it's not going to be raised. It's going to be the same energy. Does that make sense?
Well, absolutely, because I totally believe that. And I love that how you shared with us about how you raise your vibration throughout the day or when you feel that you need it. And that's great, because we do have, I think we get a little slump every now and then throughout the day, and you know, our energy gets kind of low, and you know, we need to get pull ourselves back up again, so that we can be these wonderful manifestors and creators of life. Oh, I love what you're sharing tonight. And, you know, Jackie, people need to know that they can do this. I think people, a lot of them just don't even believe that they can do anything, that they're just down here, you know, going through life and praying they'll get through life and it'll all work out, whereas we can create it. We can make it happen.
Yes, and we want to. That's what we're here for, is to create. We didn't come here to be sick. We came here to play and to have life abundantly. So,
yes.
You know, if you're not having fun, I truly believe you're doing something wrong. And if you're not
right.
having fun, why are you creating your life that way? You know, science of the mind, they talked about science of the mind a lot this weekend, and about how that the whole philosophy that Ernest Holmes came up with was think small, stay small. But his real drive was, if you change your mind, you can change your life. And it's not only I raise my energy level when I feel low, or, you know, if there's a lot of anxiety in the city for whatever reason, sometimes I do it just because I'm bored and I want a funner energy to work in, because I know that when I create in a higher vibration, it comes back to me in a higher vibration, and I'm able to manifest things faster and decide what I want in my life. And you just decide what you want in your life, and you send your purchase order out to the universe, and it's the universe's job or the divine's job to figure out how that's going to come to you. So you just
okay.
have to state what you want, and then know that you are one with everyone, one with all, one with the Creator, and let that energy flow, and let beautiful things come into your life, what you want, how you want to live, you know. I did that several years ago, and I wanted to see myself in beautiful spa-like surroundings and blah, blah, this, and so I could meditate here, and so I could see the woods and bring that energy in and work with that. And it's all about creating where and what you want to live. And then, you know, the next thing I knew, somebody said, oh, I need to leave the country. Could you house sit for me? I said, sure, you know, and take care of my animals. I said, absolutely. And I got over there, and it was a house in the round. It was woodsy. The deer came down through the backyard. every night to feed, and there's all kinds of critters out there, and I'm going, wow, just pinch myself because I had created what I'd asked for. It's truly amazing. It's so much fun. And, you know, we were told that we were out here on our own. It's do the best you can. You don't have any tools. You're a dummy. You know, you're a sinner. You're dirty. You're filthy. All that kinds of things. And that's all a lie. You are a divine being created by a divine being. Divine beings do not create junk. So if you can open your veil a little bit and spread your box out or your playpen, make your playpen bigger, and let that energy come to you, then it will. You just have to create a nurturing environment for it. And the more we nurture ourselves, the healthier and happier we are. And that is the truth of who we came to be. Multidimensional beings having a human experience, but we're also working to change the human experience and to really create a place where everybody's gifts or talents are developed to the highest degree. And I can't even imagine where we can go with 90% of the mass consciousness working together, whereas now we probably, I don't know, I don't want to say that. But anyway, it is amazing the closer knit we get. Like, you know, we had 600 people praying for the incident or sending energy and peace to that incident in Florida, and 6 is the number of love. So we just dumped all that love on that situation to heal and for people to not be hurt so deeply, because they may not be incarnate now, all of those people, but they are in heaven. So, you know, they get to go home now, but we have to wait. So I know there's a lot of pain there, and the more that we can send love to that area from all over the planet, the faster that will heal. And whatever the mission was for that, that it will be only good can come from this, whatever it is. Only good can come from it. So,
yes.
So,
can I agree with you?
If there's something better, so be it, so it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jackie, we've got all these people that have called in and want to ask you a question. Would you like to answer a few people's questions right now? Are we at a stopping point?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring the first caller in. I've been waiting a long time, and that's Nathaniel from California. Hi, Nathaniel.
Welcome, hello. Nathaniel.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to see if you see a new job or a move related with a job, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Nathaniel, we're not hearing you very well. Speak right into
the
phone.
Okay,
clearly.
I'll speak up. So I thought you heard me. I was wanting to know if you see a job coming in for me.
There is one, but there's something you need to, a good one. There's something you need to release. You're being asked to release an old wound that festers all the time, and it's like, poisons your system, poisons your thinking, poisons your environment. And let's just see now, Nathaniel, let's just see the energy moving. Just imagine a very gentle tornado funnel so that it's spinning in, so that the energy is spinning in a spiral, and just go through, just imagine Mr. Clean directing that little tornado full of the divine light to go all through your aura, through the places that you visit, frequently. It's coming through people, places, and things. Do you bully yourself in your mind?
Maybe a little.
Well, stop it. It does you no good. It just creates, it just feeds the programming
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Just
and so
fear and
you're
anger.
Being asked to break that pattern.
Right.
So, do you go around water a lot, like lakes or the ocean or whatever?
I'm around in the dry desert right now, so it's not so good for me.
Start meditating as if you're in an oasis, and start pulling the energy of a beautiful oasis to you, where everything is sparkling, clean, and a whole new energy. And start bringing that energy in every day. As soon as you wake up, call that energy to you of being in an oasis. Everything is usually blooming in an oasis, which means there's expansion going on. So if you, the sooner that you create that energy around you, the sooner that that old festering wound will heal, and then the job will come in. But it's right there on the edge. You just have to, do the proverbial, get out of your own way.
Okay.
Sorry, that was what I heard to say. So, but just know you're at a starting point. Don't feel overwhelmed about it. And don't have any fear that you're not going to get a job, that you're not going to change your energy, that you're not I can't do that.
Right.
I don't know how to do that. Stop all of that chatter.
Yes, just go with the flow and don't worry about a thing.
Right. You just keep asking for what you want. Write down exactly what you want in a job. And the more specific you are, the faster it will manifest for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it, it's good if you write it in red and put at least some key trigger points on it beside your bed or in your bathroom mirror. So it's the first thing you see every morning, and you start locking into that instead of, oh, no, another day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Personally work really hard at changing that energy. And go, if you know people that are working in a higher energy than you, then go and play with them, because it does rub off. You know, like Tony Robbins tells you, well, if you want to be wealthier, then you have to hang out with people that are wealthier than you are.
Uh-huh.
Because you draw that like energy to you. Well, it's the same way with spirituality. The more peace you want, the more that you are seeking, and keep asking for people to come to you that can help you expand your light and help you work in compassion. And it's all about being of service. How do you really want to be of service to people? Do you want to just be able to look at everybody and know that you love them and that they are loved, and that's the energy that you want around people that are with you, instead of going around old habit type of energy, like, it's Friday night, I always go do this. Well, go do something different if you're trying to make changes in your life. Start a new habit. Make it. If you're meditating, then stop meditating for a while and just back up and look at your life from neutral observation. And look at the patterns that are happening in your life. And look at the things that are repeating. Do you like them? Then ask, okay, I don't want to create in that vein. I want to create more in this vein, whatever this vein is, whether it's music or art or architecture or whatever. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Love you.
Okay.
Be great. Thank you.
That was good. Thank you, Nathaniel, for calling in. Be sure and check back with us in the near future. Okay, let's move ahead, and we've got another man calling in from Wisconsin. Richard? Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Welcome.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you see my music leading to your career. And I know somebody's trying to tell me something because the one I'm practicing, I can feel somebody tapping me on my hand. Sometimes it feels like somebody sits down beside me. Other times it feels like I just stepped to a spider web.
So, do you meditate?
No. You can say I kind of meditate when I'm playing my guitar because I kind of zone out and forget that everything that's going on around me.
Yeah, that you are connecting there. Okay, what was your question again? Sorry, I spaced out. Richard, what was your question?
If you see my music leading to a career.
Okay, first let me tell you, I get a yes. And then I get to hear, but it's not what you think it's going to look like. So, you know, when you reach that spot, when you're playing your music and you call it zoning out, well, when you realize that you're zoned out, then mentally ask, what do I need to know, do, and say next? And then listen for the answer. And then if you need to ask questions, ask questions. The way I understand it, Richard, is that prayer is when you talk to God or the divine or whatever the multiverse, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter what all roads lead home. It doesn't matter what your terminology that you use. Call that in and ask. When you pray, you're talking to, you're putting in your purchase order or complaining or asking for somebody's health to improve. But when you meditate, you listen to what the universe says. You listen to what the divine has. See, I believe that I have angels that decided to come with me on this mission before I checked into this planet. And they are with me. They know what my mission is. They agreed to help me. I had certain things that I had mastered that they were trying to learn, and they had a lot to learn about helping me, you know, helping me in my mission and what I came to do, what my piece of the puzzle is, and how to let that unfold. So that's going to bring you where – that's going to lead you to where your mission is. And when I first started out trying to figure out what I wanted to do or deciding what areas I wanted to work with, I always asked, okay, divine, keep my feet on your path for me. In other words, don't let my ego run the show. I'm asking for divine guidance all the time because I believe there is divine guidance, and I believe that you can have, this is free will zone, and you can have whatever you want, and you need to ask for what you want to create in your life and or to create the life you want to live. So go to start studying with different organizations or different, you know, I study with Ernest Holmes and Science of the Mind. I study with the Ascended Masters. I nurture myself with that kind of information so that I can grow because I feel like we're all here on the planet at this time to expand everything. And the more that we work with clearing out unhealthy energy or radical energy, then the smoother we'll all be able to flow downstream. Everything we want is downstream. So I'm not trying to confuse you, Richard. I'm really trying to help you. So you can have that career, if that's what truly makes your heart sing, and because we all have talents that are unfolded, and if you see a talent you want to unfold, then you start working with it. You start practicing, and ask for new teachers to be sent to you. Ask for new people that you can reach with your music to be brought to you. And start, you know, actively creating your life by saying, okay, I want this. And I believe that if you ask, you can have it. But it's a free will zone, and if you don't ask, you're not going to get the help. Like, oh, if you just keep saying, well, I don't know what to do with my music. I don't know how to start this, blah, 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 blah. If you just start letting it flow and get in that zone and keep creating more and more of that. And I think it was Cryon I heard say that if there was a talent you wanted, it was Adironda channel, that if there's something you want to do, then you can do it, whether you want to play the piano, whether you want to paint like Picasso. You may not paint like the great masters, but you can paint and you can reach people with your paintings, reach people with your music, reach people with whatever your gift is. So I encourage you, Richard, to stay with that, with your music, and to start actively asking, like, you know, how far do you want to go with your music? Do you want to just be a local musician that stays in one place all the time? Do you want to be a traveling musician? Do you want to create songs that reach certain types of people, or do you want to make a song that speaks to everybody, like Imagine by, you know, that Lennon. Yeah. So, you know, keep pulling that energy to you, because if that is a passion that you have, then follow that passion, because that's where you're going to be the happiest. And just start asking, you know, okay, I want to play all over the world, like the Beatles, and like the Rolling Stones, like Stevie Wonder, whoever, you know. Just start, but practice, you know, and keep seeking people. Keep calling, telling the universe, oh, I want more people to play with this type of music, or that are wanting to build a band or whatever, and let that, your creation, let that manifest for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's doable. Do you believe you can do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, go for it, man.
Yeah.
Get out of your way.
Thank you. That's Richard, listen. Yes. Well, we have got several more callers, Jackie, so you're going to have to see if we can squeeze everybody in. I want to bring Donna in from California. We've got people, love California people calling. Hi, Donna.
Oh, thank you. I love your show, and I've had many readings by phone calling these people, and I just thank you very much. I've been able to have some great psychics.
Cool.
Yeah.
The veil is real thin now, so you can do it.
I meditate every day for an hour, and I've been doing this for a long time. And a couple days ago, I was meditating, and, you know, how the thoughts come and go. And a thought came in, and it filled me up with such joy. It said, it's a miracle. So I think something big's coming in for me. I really do. But I wanted to know what you were picking up. I mean, maybe I'd like to be married one day or have more money or – you know, just, I mean, I'm pretty happy as it is, but, you know, I could use more money, and I would like to have a companion husband. Wanted to know what you were picking up, Jackie.
Okay, as I go up your timeline, there is a big event coming. There's a lot of joy around it. And, yes, I feel that for you. So, when you go into meditation, ask, okay, what do I need to know, say, and do at this time to manifest that in my life now?
Oh,
just keep pulling it.
Okay.
Just act like you're the magnet. It's a magnetic thing coming to you, a crystalline thing, that you're the magnet, you're the mother crystal, and just start pulling it to you.
Yeah, because
with these
Oh, go on. I'm sorry. What?
with ease and grace, ease and comfort. You don't want to pull it in and be overwhelmed by it. You want to pull it in gently.
Oh, and then I had two dreams with my mother, whom I was very, very close to. She's on the other side, and she passed away early. She was 60, and I had two dreams with her over the span of 3 years, and we are celebrating, and there's so much joy. I mean, it was unbelievable. So
cool.
But something is coming in then, because I'm just getting these messages too, and then to have you confirm it, I you know, that's nice. But I will do that. I'll find out, what do I have to know to bring this in now?
Right now, to help bring, help manifest that in my everyday life. And then listen. Then listen. And if you want to ask questions, ask questions.
Yeah. And do this during my meditation? I mean, stop the thoughts and ask a question, or before? Or?
Yeah, I would set the intention before and then let it come in during the meditation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm getting terrific sleep now and everything with going back to the meditation. I'm sleeping like 8 hours, and I had insomnia. And, wow, it's amazing what this meditation does.
Yes, it does, and they're working more with that in institutes, because some of us are so sensitive that we get overwhelmed and we get caught in an energy cycle. We don't know how to get out of it. So, you know, just say, one of the things you can say is, all that is not mine falls for me now, and then clap your hands, make some kind of a big noise, and because that'll change the energy immediately. And you don't want to be carrying stuff around that's not yours anyway.
Mm-mm.
You know, sometimes, you know, if you're real empathic, then you pick up other people's stuff. And and if you're feeling it, so it has to be yours, not true. So it took me a while to figure that one out. So, you know, keep working with that. So, but just pretend that you're a big magnet and turn that generator on and just pull that to you. It's beautiful, wonderful energy. I'm not picking up what the event is. Probably if we knew what the event was, we'd start messing with it, and they want it to come in pristine. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that, you know, oh, there's energy over here. Let me help. Well, maybe my help's not needed. But I can still take an active step and still be pulling it to me, still asking for what I want. There's a lot of fun energy around it, a lot of celebration, a lot of jubilation, and that's all I'm getting. So go for it, baby. Oh. You earned this one.
Yeah, that's great.
Just keep asking
to
get out of your way. And tell, you know, while you're in, set that intention, if I am in my way, please get me out of my way and let this flow like it's supposed to. Because, you know, you see?
So if I'm in the way, let me get out of the way so it flows, right?
Right. Get me out of my own way. I can get in my own way in a heartbeat instead of just letting it be brought to me, so... That's just a self-sabotage. Don't do it. It's just another silly game we were programmed to play because we didn't think we were worthy, we weren't good enough, you know, all that kind of stuff. Nobody got here broken. Nobody got here broken. I don't care what your opportunity, what you're working with or what you're looking at. It is perfect and divine, and whatever it is, I open it up and I say, only good can come from this. Only good can come from this. And then I let it pass from that open door. I let it go through and leave the other side, where whatever the other side of whatever, where I am, and just let that keep going so that it, the energy will, you'll be calling creative energy to you by allowing that to, releasing it. And congratulations.
Oh, I like that.
You will be able to sleep longer, too, if you want to.
Oh,
you know, you're up to 8 hours now. You can still expand that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, it's funny. It's been 8 hours, but last night it was 9 hours. So, yeah.
See?
See?
Yeah. Oh,
but
gosh,
the most important thing is that you relax and let it come in instead of worrying about, oh, it's I can't sleep. You know,
yeah.
Start embracing sleep. And you are doing that, and you're helping yourself by meditating and getting revved up with your energy, your good, beautiful, loving energy, and creating what you're directed to create, what pulls your heart, what you want to do. Like there's a lady that just started painting rocks, painting hearts on rocks, and on the other side she would write, "You are loved," and then she put the Facebook page on it, and a lot of people wrote in from all over the world. They started doing it by reading that page, and that's how we're going to change it, is making those changes, doing little things. You know, most people think, oh, well, I can't be to the world what Jesus was. Well, okay, you don't have to be. That's not what you're being asked to do. You're being asked to share love. And in small increments, it's fine. You don't have to love people at the masses level. You can, but you don't have to stand up and talk to them unless that's what you want to do or you came to do. You see what I'm saying?
Even a kind smile, you know, walking out on the street, I mean, that to me is love.
It is.
You know, that's a moment of love that you're giving someone, a kind smile, and yeah.
As you're smiling to them kindly, you can think, oh, you are blessed. You are so blessed. And they will be blessed because you sent them that energy. And guess what? Because you sent them that energy is going to come back to you in a circle, and you're going to get that energy 10 times or 1,000 times or 10,000 times more.
Yeah.
You know, it's really what goes around comes around. And I try to monitor what I'm sending out all the time because I know every thought creates an action. So I want to, my favorite Bible verse, which the acronym for Bible is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And my favorite verse was Pray Without Ceasing. And because I really had a feeling of what that was. And then as I got older, I realized that, everything I think is a prayer, and whatever I'm sending out is going out and spreading and coming back to me. So I got real serious real quick about what I was thinking about.
That's great. Wow.
Take that
so
technique
true.
And use it. Your life
I'm
is
going
fixing
to.
It. Take off, girlfriend.
I'm gonna get in touch with you. And yeah,
I hope you do.
What is your website again, Jackie?
I don't have a website. You can call me at 901-838-5354.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, okay, Jackie, we've still got people online. We'll talk to them. We'll bring one more person in. Is your contact information 901-838 or 848-54?
I believe it's 848. It's showing on the board. So 901-848-5354 to get in touch with Jackie.
Yeah, that is my, you know, I just came from a crying event, so I'm real spicy. But I'm sending you the love that was there. Everybody that's listening gets a shot of the love that was at the conference and the wisdom and the compassion. It's just amazing where we're going and the proof they have to show that this stuff works, you know. So, great.
Well, good deal. Well, all right. The last caller we had, we're be off the air in just a moment. We're going to do one more call. So we've got about 5 minutes to talk with Trevor from Seattle. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for all of your efforts with what you're saying. I don't really have a specific question. Just curious if there, what kind of message from your perspective you might have for me right now.
Okay, give me a second. I really hesitate to ask you this because I don't feel that you do this, but how much time do you spend on a weekly basis reviewing past events in your life?
I'm not sure. Sometimes there are certain things that I'll run over my mind, you know, many times, but I take a lot of time to meditate. I don't know if it's necessarily to go over past events necessarily.
Okay. When you keep running a loop of a past event, and I'm not saying you, I'm talking to everybody, then you're staying in the past. You're not in the now, and your joy is in the now.
Yeah.
One of the things that I have worked with that is saying, thinking of the event, whatever it was, and say, I forgive myself, I forgive the other person or peoples, I forgive the place, I forgive the time, I love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that started releasing it, so it didn't keep coming through my loops, you know, that go, the banter that runs through your head. And the higher you get in the spiritual realms, the more you have to monitor. You have to be a spiritual warrior and really watch where you're going with your energy. Right now we're being asked to be in the now and to expand what we're working with and to really be kind to ourselves, you know, not beat ourselves up, not think every time you do something, you go, oh, I'm so stupid, why do I do that? You are not stupid. That is not the truth of who you are. And you need to stop immediately and say, that is not the truth of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And stop that energy right there. So, and pull to you the energy that you are, a loving, multidimensional being of light. And start thinking about the things you do well, you know, like walking downstairs, walking upstairs, being able to navigate any place, and so that you're pulling that energy to you of creating more of who you are and what you want to work with. So the more that you can work with that kind of energy, the faster you're going to be at the path that you are on. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So that's just try to stop that old programming because that's what it is, and just forgive yourself and the situation and release it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like I'm getting better. It's just it's challenging. I am what's that?
That's why I found it's, I don't think you do this much, but even if you do it at all, stop it. So that's
it won't be a lot, but when I do it, there are like certain events that I'll fixate on and go over whether or not I felt like I was
right or
did a good job with it, or you know if I was right or whatever. But and I am a double Cancer, so I have a very strong emotional energy that I've been working on, and I feel like I've improved a lot, but it's still challenging to be fully in the now, especially when you're also involved with a lot of planning of events and all these projects and things that can be challenging.
But you can be in the now even if you're working on future events, because you're creating it in the now.
Mm-hmm.
So go forward with that energy.
Cool. Yeah, I agree.
And I know that cancer thing because I'm a cancer. So, and that's what cancers are known for is their tenacity, their ability to hold on forever. Or they're too stupid to let go. You know, whichever way you want to work. Look at that. And but we're not stupid, so we have to throw that in. Oh, yeah. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I am a genius, I remember. And you just pull that genius energy to you so that your brain expands and you have more to work with. But also, if you really have a problem releasing one of the events, then just ask that your attitude about that situation be reversed from the negative and look at it from the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so well, what did I learn from that? Well, that was really a great lesson, you know. So, oh, I passed that test. Great, I can move on to the next one, you know.
Yes.
Challenge. I love it. I love it. I love creating at this time on this planet, and it is so beautiful to watch it manifest. So go forth and prosper, Trevor.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. And Pam's been helping
me
a lot, too. So.
Oh, good. She's good to help with that.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Trevor, for calling in. We always love it when we have people call in on a regular basis, and we just appreciate it so much. Okay, everyone, remember, Jackie's awesome. You can talk to her anytime. Just call her at 901-848-5354. Okay, Jackie, you've talked a lot this evening. What do you want to say? I'm going to give you a couple of minutes just to share what would be closing. Why do you want to tell us your message before you we end this evening?
If you're not in a loving space, then move. But what I'm really saying is if you come from the heart, things flow easier for me, so I'm asking you to try that path and to really love who you are. And, you know, like, I never liked my body. It didn't fit the form of the accepted, you know, at that time when I was growing up. And now I realize, and I knew it all along, that I was in the perfect body. But I need to keep reminding myself and asking my body to forgive me for not having recognized it and not listening to it. So listen to your heart, listen to your body, follow what you're being given, and ask for somebody to come into your life that can help you learn something. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, that's insanity. So if you have a pattern you haven't been able to break or heal, then ask for an ascended master teacher to come in and work with you, because they are very willing and want to help us, but they have to be asked. So ask for what you want, believe that you deserve it, and send it out to the multiverse and let it come back to you and flourish, flourish, and love your neighbor. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, so be it. And thank you for the great show tonight. You shared some excellent information with us and with everybody. Even though we didn't get to talk to everyone, everyone got a message from what you did share with the ones you did get to talk to. Annie, would you like to say anything in closing?
Well, I definitely got lots of messages tonight, so I appreciate that. And we had some new callers on, which was great. I'm sorry we didn't get to Karen out giving her a shout out to Chicago, but everyone keep calling every Monday night. We're here, 6:30 Central Standard Time, and thanks
and you're
a lot,
always,
Jackie.
Yeah, and you're always providing nurturing, wonderful things for the listeners, and so much information is being spread through the show. It is absolutely awesome to be able to be on it. I'm very honored. And I love
you. Thank
you,
honey.
Yeah.
We love you too.
All right.
Okay, we will. Love you. Thank
Love
you.
You.
Have a good
Woo-hoo.
Evening. And everybody have a great week until we see you next weekend. Get back on the show calling 347-838-9142, or you can just call in or on your computer and do it that way to www.blogtalkradio.com/Winford. Thank you and good evening.
Good evening. Be blessed.